Welcome to American Dissident Voices. I'm Kevin Alfred Strom. There's another great deception happening right now. Have you noticed the very careful language that some administration officials and congressmen and media figures are using lately regarding the Jeffrey Epstein case? Faced with an overwhelming public demand to release the full trove of files seized from Jewish sex abuser and apparent Mossad intelligence operative Jeffrey Epstein, we're seeing a very carefully orchestrated act, a dance between Democrats and Republicans to make hay out of each other's failure to release the files and to pretend to be transparent and release a few things here and there to make the other side look as bad as possible, while at the same time protecting the guilty on their team. That's where the new deception, the new language comes in. At first, everyone was saying the Epstein files, meaning everything that had been seized from the billionaire Jewish user and abuser of white girls and women. Then Trump, while simultaneously claiming that there are no Epstein files and calling the whole issue the Epstein hoax, decided it would make him look good and quiet all the talk among his base to order the release of the very limited grand jury files used to indict Epstein in the prostitution of minors case from almost 20 years ago, which, since the grand jury testimony is sealed, they were pretty sure could never happen. And it didn't. Even if it had happened and the files had been released from the grand jury, it would have only been documentation of Epstein's trafficking a very small subset of his victims, and would contain zero information about his recording and blackmailing the high and mighty among his many clients, friends, and associates. That issue was never raised in that case. Now, Democrats in Congress have released some 20,000 emails to and from Jeffrey Epstein, doubtless a carefully selected subset of the total, quite a few of which mention Donald Trump, one of them strongly suggesting that Trump spent time with Epstein over Thanksgiving 2017 during his first year as president. Another email states that Trump, quote, knows about the girls, close quote, whatever that means. This trove is certainly not all the government has, far from it. To even call it a partial release of the Epstein files is an exaggeration. It's just a partial release of the emails, and emails are just a tiny fraction of what we need to see. The new deceptive language is this. Certain figures have moved from saying the Epstein files to saying the Epstein case files. And I think that's intentional. The Epstein files means everything that was seized. The Epstein case files means just another nothing burger. It means whatever files were used to indict Epstein, many of which are already public, and even those that aren't public would certainly deal only with the very limited issue of sex trafficking of certain named minors. Enough to put Epstein and his fellow Jewish sex trafficker Ghislaine Maxwell in prison for a while, but carefully skirting around just who it was that Epstein was videotaping having intercourse with his young sex slaves in his many camera-equipped bedrooms in his mansions in New Mexico and New York City and Little St. James Island. The new email release does indicate Epstein had ties to the Israeli government. Epstein appears to have had a close relationship with former Israeli Prime Minister Ehud Barak. According to leaked emails, Epstein and Barak discussed not just business, but also more strategic security-related topics. Barak apparently asked Epstein to wire money to Yoni Koren, a longtime aide and Israeli military intelligence figure. Some of the correspondence very much looks like it is referencing dead drops or intelligence-like document or money handoffs. There is a reference to Epstein transferring funds and arranging or discussing money transfers involving Barak's associates. Epstein hosted Koren at his Manhattan residence for weeks at a time, between 2013 and 2016. Barak was also a frequent guest, though this latter fact is not new information. There are business and surveillance technology links. There are emails about investments in Israeli security or surveillance tech companies. For example, a startup called Levitection, working in electromagnetic imaging, is mentioned. Barak and Epstein coordinated on technology deals. Epstein seems to have been particularly interested in, quote, spying on and manipulating people, close quote, via surveillance-related businesses. There's intelligence overlap with Epstein's affairs. Epstein had extensive relationships, not just with Israeli intelligence, but with U.S. and other intelligence agencies, just as the Mossad itself has. Some of the emails suggest Epstein may have functioned as a broker for intelligence-related deals between Israel and other countries in its orbit. So there is some value in the small selected email release engineered by congressional Democrats. But that is just the tiniest glimmer of truth, a bit they were willing to let go because the harm to their rivals was worth the risk to their friends. Believe you me, we haven't seen anything yet. So don't be deceived. The full record needs to be released. The sex tapes need to be released, properly redacted to protect the victims, with both audio and high-definition video so we can see the faces of these perpetrators clearly and match them with their identities. There's plenty of technology these days to redact the victims' faces and bodies where necessary. So the argument that we can't release this because it's child pornography, or we can't release this because it would traumatize the victims all over again, just doesn't wash. The victims and the public morals can easily be protected while showing full-color close-ups of these billionaires, millionaires, cabinet members, congressmen, and senators doing exactly what this Jewish blackmailer wanted them to do so they would later do Israel's and the Jewish lobby's bidding, committing treason in addition to child rape and enslavement for hire. The argument that we can't release evidence of an ongoing investigation doesn't wash. If there was an ongoing investigation, we'd know about it, and the president wouldn't be saying the whole thing is a hoax. There is no investigation, except an investigation into how they can make all of this go away real fast. The argument that we can't release clear evidence without also making indictments doesn't wash either. Clearly, some favored group with a lot of influence, the same group that got Trump to violate his campaign promises and sign off on America and Israel bombing Iran around the same time that all this was happening, doesn't want close-ups of the traitors' faces while they rape young girls. And they don't want indictments that would make their blackmail suddenly worthless. But to hell with them. Sure, there is a rule like that. You show the clear evidence, you have to also indict. So for the God's sake, let's do that. Indict away, all of them. Release the entire tranche of Epstein files. Not a subset, not a carefully redacted pile of emails, not a few snippets of testimony from the very limited grand jury hearings, not Ghislaine Maxwell's self-serving made-to-order interview. No. Release it all, if it hasn't been destroyed already, which is a definite possibility. If parts of it have been destroyed, let's investigate that. Find out how it happened, who ordered it, and who did the dirty work, and why. Under those circumstances, we would have every reason to assume the worst about both political parties and their unnatural alliance with the Jewish lobby and the Jewish state, and take appropriate action. If the files haven't been destroyed, then release them all. We obviously can't trust Congress, or the Democratic or Republican parties, or any presidential administration to do the right thing. They're probably all over those video recordings and other records. So to hell with them, too. And we obviously can't trust the Justice Department or the FBI, who have sat on this stuff for many years now, and who are obviously politicized, and have been for a long time. See what they did in my case, and in the case of Chester Doles almost 20 years ago now. So who can we trust to release them? Well, there still are honorable men in government. You listening to my words today may be one of them. It is still possible, even in hyper-corrupt 2025 America, that an honorable man has access to those files and is listening to me now and is willing to do what is right and good for the future of his people and his posterity, is willing to put it all on the line in an act of heroism that will live in our memories forever. Listen, there are ways to release those files and still protect your loved ones. WikiLeaks has means to receive files anonymously. There is free communication software now that allows confidential sources to communicate with journalists, publishers, and news outlets with complete anonymity so that your identity and location can remain secret. And this software is not at all hard to use. Internet connections are fast and data storage is cheap, so that the huge amount of video and image and audio and text data that is doubtless in the files can be transferred in a reasonable amount of time, far more quickly than just a decade ago. Use Tor, use ProtonMail, ProtonVPN, use Signal or Session, use SecureDrop if you want to spread the files to major news outlets, which might release them even if Jew-controlled, just to make sure that alternative publications don't totally scoop them or make them look bad. Hell, use postal mail with proper precautions if you want to. I don't care what nonsense rules or threats they use to try and stop you from doing the right thing. Doing the right thing trumps all their phony rules and excuses. Do the right thing. Force them to indict. These files belong to the American people. The American people need to have total and free access to them in order to determine who the traitors are. Epstein had deep connections to the forces that have captured the American government, and those who are agents of those forces need to be removed from all their offices and punished for treason. The full Epstein files will help us root out the traitors who succumbed to the blackmail, and the willing traitors, too. The time is now. Do your duty before it's too late. And as all of this plays out, or gets crudely swept under the rug, proving that it's all true, remember who has been telling you the truth about all this for the last decade and more: the National Alliance and American Dissident Voices.